bread, green. Is that all?
And sometimes,
cash, maybe.
Sometimes older guys will want to, maybe to initiate, younger guys into some club or something. Or sometimes it's not even initiation, but the older guys will get the younger guys and, haze them or beat them or something. Any special names for that?
Mug them, something like that, I guess.
What do you mean mug them?
Well, beat them up. Well, sometimes when you get mugged in the streets, beat up, steal, money swipe. I don't know, I never heard of initiation like that, beating up on them.
Did you ever hear mooning or bare-assing or whipping or any sort of a ritualized thing?
No.
And if you're planning to invite some friends over and have a good time, you might say you're going to have a
party, I guess.
And what different kinds of music are there?
Rock, country and western, jazz, folk, say, contemporary, piano, organist, or orchestra, stuff like that.
What would you call, like, Beethoven?
Orchestra music, I guess.
Any slang names for any of those?
No.
Or any slang names for records in general?
No.
And
maybe album. That's not really slang.
What different kinds of hiding games do children play?
Hide and seek, freeze tag, something like that.
What about line games or games where they run?
Well, there's kickball and stuff like that. You know, regular. Is that the kind you mean?
Yeah, just what different?
Oh, well, it's football, it's basketball.
Did you ever play
baseball,
a game?
Kickball, soccer.
Did you ever play a game where you gave someone the football and then everyone was supposed to jump on the person?
Kill a man with the ball? Yes.
What are the rules for that?
Well, when you get caught, my jumps on, you gotta throw the ball up, and whoever gets it in is got it.
Is there any place you can run to, or is it you just keep running around until it gets you?
Just keep running around.
What kinds of games would you play when you form a long line?
Oh, Red Rover.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever play a game where you'd one child would kind of bend over and then you'd run and jump on their back and then you'd try to just pile a whole lot of people up? Do you ever hear Johnny on the Pony?
No.
And what kinds of ring games would you play?
Like forming a ring or something like that? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And
Craig Kirkland
wants you to call him a little later. I heard. What games would you play with a knife or a rope or marble? Things like that? Knife or rope? Well, there's a rope, let me see. You could swing on a rope and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You could jump rope, you know, if you could play splits and stuff like that.
Splits?
You start out, you stand up, and kid throws a knife, makes it stick on the other side. You have to put your knife there, and then finally, you keep on going out, and the first person that, you know, can't. It's the art of throwing up a knife and making it stick, really. First person that's cut their legs out so far that they can't, you know.
What's the position you stand in?
Just standing straight up.
And he throws
the knife, and then you have to put your foot by it, and then do the other side like that, kind of stretch out like that.
What do you call them at amusement parks, the real fast rides that are on tracks?
Roller coasters.
Huh?
Roller coaster.
Anything else?
No.
Do you change the way you talk depending on who you're talking to?
Yes.
Give us an example.
Well, talking to an adult or something like that, I'd say yes ma'am, yes sir, stuff like that. I wouldn't use too much slang terms or stuff like that.
What about if you call him black and change the way you talk?
Some. I wouldn't, you know, say things that would insult them. Stuff like that.
What if you're talking to someone younger than you?
That anyway, I want to.
Mm-hmm. Were there things you expected me to ask you about Houston and I didn't ask?
What now?
I finished all that I wanted to ask you, but were there things that you expected me to ask you about Houston that I didn't ask?
Not really.